This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Shortly after 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning, police and firefighters responded to reports of a fire in George T. Walker Hall, formerly known as the Administration Building, on the University of Louisiana at Monroe campus. The building was safely evacuated, and the fire was under control less than 45 minutes later. Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Eric Panny, joins me to talk about the aftermath of the fire. Dr. Panny, it's important to note that even having an event like that on campus, even days later, the university is back to business.
It is. It was, you know, the fire occurred on Tuesday, and by late Tuesday, we had computing operations back online. Wednesday, we had our second prep session for the summer take place, and that continued into Thursday. Offices have phone lines restored by Thursday, and for the most part, now we're essentially back to normal operations, although some people are relocated.
For somebody who maybe hadn't seen the paper or hadn't heard about what happened on Tuesday, take us through a little bit of what happened, the timeline.
Okay. On Tuesday morning, a fire was discovered about a little after 10 o'clock in the morning on the first floor of Walker Hall in what used to be a break room and is now used as storage room / custodial facilities. Employees that discovered it activated the manual fire alarm in the building and then went from floor to floor to tell people to evacuate, while others went through and got fire extinguishers and attempted to put out the fire. When that proved to be unsuccessful, they got out of the building. ULM Police Department, Monroe City Police Department, Ouachita Parish Fire Department responded immediately, and the building was cleared with everybody being safely taken out and no injuries occurring. The fire was contained pretty much to the first and a little bit of the second floor of the building and was fully out by 10:45. So in about 40 minutes or so, everything was done as far as the fire itself went.
You've noted that the mechanics of getting that many people out of a building happened remarkably smoothly.
It did. It was, in my opinion, a textbook response. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. They responded to the fire alarm. People went back and made sure that people were evacuated. That's what the police job was. They did a remarkable job. They just did a wonderful job. And the Monroe Fire Department was spectacular. Those poor guys having to deal with the smoke. There was quite a bit of smoke with this event. And just to give people a hint about what these kinds of fires can do, videotape that we have of the incident shows in a minute and a half, the hallway on the first floor of Walker Hall was completely filled with smoke.
In a minute and a half. Wow.
So that's why when, people get lax when they hear fire alarms in buildings. Oh, this won't affect me. This is just another false alarm. People should not take those events as false alarms. They need to get out.
What can you tell us about the damage so far?
We don't know completely the extent of the damage. We have had structural engineers go in and examine the building. They've shown that there are structural supports beams in the building that have been twisted somewhat by the heat of the fire, we think. And so fire marshal has gone in, though, and declared the building safe for single people to go in with an escort so that we can get materials out of the building and start to get people back into some normalcy in their lives.
The university said that Walker Hall is going to be closed at least through the fall semester. And the next steps beyond that really depend on a lot of different factors.
Right. Since we're a state agency, we have to follow state procedures and policies, and that will involve insurance estimates being done. The state self-insures. We have to get people in here to examine that and determine how much our coverage will be. Facilities planning and control in Baton Rouge will have to come in, look at. They'll pretty much oversee the process of what needs to be done to the building, how it gets done. And then we'll start the process for getting contracts and getting personnel in there to actually do the work themselves. They'll also have to go in and do an inspection afterwards.
Before all that gets started, this week has been a very busy week of some shuffling of offices.
It has. We were fortunate we only had 8 classes in the building. So by late in the day, Tuesday, we had those classes all relocated. We had that information out through our Moodle website, So we did that. That evening we followed up with email to faculty and to students so that they had the information there as well. We posted it on our website. This emphasized how important to us electronic communications are, and having a good stable communications are very essential to just about all of our operations nowadays. But we're in the process now. Again, Tuesday we were looking in the afternoon about where we could locate people. The Arts and Sciences office, for example, the Dean's office, has started operating out of Academic Affairs. We had the Graduate School operating out of the Executive Vice President's office. Sponsored Programs and Research was operating out of Business Affairs. So we've been shuffling people around, and we're going to get we took care of the classes first. We're going to get the Registrar's office and the Financial Aid office. They're being set up in Sandal Hall and are operational now. That's probably a temporary fix, however, and eventually they'll be relocated. And then I would say in the early part of next week, we'll be addressing faculty and staff offices and the other offices that are operational and were located in Walker Hall.
Looking at the future, depending on the amount of damage, really a semester could be a long time to have things fixed. It could be a short time to have things fixed.
It's probably an optimistic projection to have the building completely finished by the end of this calendar year, by the end of the fall semester. I think we're probably looking at some time into the spring semester before everything totally gets done, just because of all things have to follow in a sequence, and it takes time for that sequence. And if something comes along and interrupts that sequence for a while or delays things, it delays everything that will occur downstream.
I will say that I know it's been a long week for you and for Dr. Richter's staff, but it's been amazing to see really how quickly things have come back together to being back to business.
I'll tell you, we had a meeting on Wednesday with all the people that were involved, the lead people that were involved, and both Dr. Bruno and I and Dr. Richter's just complimented everybody on how well they did. The computing center, campus police, every office that was involved just stepped up to the plate and performed marvelously. There's an old movie that a line has stuck in my head. The movie is called Starman, and Jeff Bridges plays this alien. And he's talking to the Earthling, and he says to her, "What impresses me about Earthlings is that they're at their very best when things are at their very worst." And this was a perfect example of that.
Dr. Eric Penny is the Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Mm-hmm. Dr. Penny, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks, Jay.